It is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. As the coronavirus continues to spread throughout New Hampshire, communities are shutting down and people are isolated as they practice social distancing. But in the town of Tamworth, there's a group of nurses working to keep their community connected through the pandemic. Joanne Rainville is the executive director of the Tamworth Nurse Association, which provides free medical care and counseling to people in town. And she joins us on the phone now. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. We've been very, very busy, I will say that.
I bet. I know that the Nurse Association in Tamworth typically operates out of the town hall, but the town hall is closed right now. So where are you treating your patients?
Well, I'm sitting in our office in the back of town hall. The people that we can treat, like for a simple blood work, et cetera, then we go right out to their car and draw the blood work.
So you're doing it right in the car?
Right in the car. I took out sutures in the car yesterday. That's the first time I've ever done that. But then other people that have dressing changes or need meds poured or many of the myriad of services that we offer, we're going out to see them. We are trying not to go and be affected by the COVID virus. Those people are largely being kept in their homes. We keep track of them. We've gotten a group of volunteers that will help with meal preparation, drop it off to them, grocery shopping, those kinds of support systems.
Have you had any patients that you've recommended to, you know, go to the hospital or go see a specialist at all?
We have had patients that we have recommended to contact first their primary care provider.
Okay.
And then they get instructions from that point forward.
But you have seen some of those that you suspect may have been infected with the virus.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you concerned at all about possibly catching the virus yourself? I mean, obviously, you're still in contact with some patients before maybe they know they're sick.
Well, you know, I think we have to look at this as practically as we can. I could be in the line at the bank and get, you know, exposed to COVID-19. It's using common sense. It's not trying to let this thing put fear into us that will stop us from doing our mission. Also, as soon as we heard about the coronavirus, ordered a very large amount of hand sanitizer. So at town meeting, we were there giving out hand sanitizers and newsworthy information about what you do if you think you might have this. So we're managing to keep ourselves pretty busy over here.
Yeah, well, sanitizer is the commodity of the day, I guess.
I guess it is.
Yeah. So, Joanne, how are you trying to keep your patients safe as far as not transmitting it back and forth, either, you know, inadvertently from a nurse to a patient or, you know, vice versa?
Well, we always practice best practices. So we'll wear our gloves and masks in situations where we feel that it's necessary. And we're trying to keep our staff healthy. And, again, passing out the hand sanitizers, giving them reading material is what to watch for. Those are the steps that we're taking.
Joanne, what are you hearing from your neighbors, you know, people in the community about, you know, maybe being isolated, having to stay in their homes? How is it affecting them?
Well, people are scared, and that's very, very obvious. And there's some people being overwhelmed with this. We started here in Tamworth telephone trees in our different villages and neighborhoods so that we've got, you know, one neighbor calling three people and checking in, and then those three people calling some more, so that we can keep in touch with people that are in their homes, give them a chance to have some social conversation, listen to them, and if, you know, one of those callers finds somebody who's not feeling very well, they turn around and call us back, and out we go.
Good source of information if you needed it to keep in touch with people.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, because we can't possibly make all those calls ourselves. So the community has really pitched in to help us.
What about some ways that you're planning to bring people together, you know, in the confines of social distancing, but getting people out and about?
Well, we're setting some groups for walking, just going out. We're fortunate enough to have the Remick Fire Museum and their trails right here in downtown Tamworth, along with the fact that we've got lots of lovely back roads to walk on. So people might have to be spread out a little bit, but just getting out in the sunshine with spring here, I'm hoping the weather will change and more people will get outside because I think it lifts your spirits as well as being good for you.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Be outside because there's no reason that you have to be stuck inside. Just, you know, obviously practice those, you know, keep your distance kind of guidelines.
Absolutely. And even if you are unfortunate enough to have the COVID virus, that doesn't mean you can't get out and, you know, walk around your yard and sit on your porch and enjoy some sunshine. You know, you don't want to come into contact with other people, but by all means, get out of the house.
Yeah, sunshine is good for the soul when we have it.
It is.
Joanne Rainville is the executive director of the Tamworth Nurse Association. Thanks so much for the time, Joanne.
It's nice to talk to you, Rick. Have a good day. Stay healthy.
You too. This is Morning Edition on NHPR.